I think on this, the food assistance, it's a chance to learn how well equipped the department is in helping the American people prevent chronic disease and fight hunger. It's a significant economic crisis in the country today. And hunger becomes one of the first things that we see in the wealthiest nation on earth, a nation that spends billions of dollars to get rid of excess food. And you see hungry people. So I'm glad to see those who are here today, our friends from USDA, who can try to work to respond to a growing demand. It's one of the most severe periods of economic turmoil in modern history. And as I said, when times are tough, more Americans go hungry. I think nobody has to be a genius to know hunger is going to get worse. It's not going to get better as the recession goes on. Hunger is a leading indicator, enduring indicator during tough economic times. But it's a lot more than just statistics. It's deeply personal. It takes its toll one child at a time, one family at a time. Parents saying, as they're out trying to get work, going without food because they want to at least feed their children. Or are children embarrassed to say when they go to school why they're hungry because their family can't feed them. Right now, in my own home state of Vermont, nearly 1 in 10 people are, as the statistics call it, hunger insecure. Hunger insecure. Cannot begin to tell you what they are going through. These people are running out of food. They reduce the quality of food their family eat. They feed their children unbalanced diets. They skip meals altogether so families can afford to feed their program. The current economic condition severely affects this food security. And then they show up at food stamp and food shelves, and the food shelves are strained far beyond their resources. And my wife and I think we really prefer, one of the areas we prefer sending money for charity are food shelves, and I hope everybody else will do the same thing. Because I talk to the heads of these food shelves, I know how they try to stretch every bit of food. And they say they cannot begin to meet the demand. So we have to do a lot more to help that. The Agriculture Department has to be our partner in that. Hunger is just one of the problems. Poor quality diets, nutrition deficiencies, obesity, developmental delays, increases in aggression, depression, hyperactive behavior, poor academic. How does any teacher will tell you, a hungry child is a child that can't learn. And these are problems that face everybody in these hunger insecure homes. So that's the only thing I'm going to talk about, because I think that we'll, in the various committees, be looking at things, everything from auto bailouts on through. Bailing out a hungry table with hungry children while parents try to find work, I think goes not just to the economics of this country, that goes to the morality of the United States. I think one of the ways that can stimulate that is the food stamp program. I think there has to be an increase in food stamp benefits. Temporarily increase federal reimbursement for school meals. We're in the school year. That might help. Find how to get more resources for our food banks around the country. And if I might, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to ask just a question about a point made in Dr. Kennedy's testimony. And you'd said, as I understand it, reading it, that you'd like to see a temporary increase in the level of food stamp benefits to help low-income families. Do you have a level in mind or how much of a bump the food stamp benefits should be? Am I putting you on the spot?
No. There's a part of it has to be what's practical. The changes that have taken place in the level of reimbursement for the 50 food plan have gone in the negative direction over the past few years. I mean, there used to be things, you know, the Senator Leahy better than almost anybody, but there used to be, Thrifty Food Plan used to be at a fact. That 3% was eliminated. So it's not simply increasing the level of the Thrifty Food Plan, the food stamp benefit, which I'll get back to in a moment. If you don't do that, we in Massachusetts, after a number of years of seeing downward trends in food stamp participation, suddenly are seeing this sharp uptick because of the economic downturn. But simultaneously, we're seeing increased participation in emergency feeding sites. And so it's this, if they're not getting it from food stamps, they need to get it from emergency sites. I would, I'll give you a number. And I know the reaction often is, oh, it's not possible because the food stamp program is so expensive. But I would say a 10% increase. Now, what's the pragmatics in the current budgetary environment? But that's enough of a padding there that it would be significant. It would be expensive.
Anybody else want to add to that? Ms. Fox? Or?
I think that would be terrific. The increases that we've seen in the past have been much, much smaller than that.
I didn't expect you to jump up and disagree. I'm sorry. Dr. Tilden?
I second the motion.
If I could say a few words about using food stamps as an economic stimulus, I think that would be incredibly important. I don't know what the percentage increase should be, but I have to tell you that based on our research that we've done in Boston and in Philadelphia, we have found that even if a family is receiving the maximum allotment of food stamps, which used to be $542 for a family of four, even if they're receiving that maximum allotment, they still would not be able to afford everything that the Thrifty Food Plan says that they can buy with that money. As a matter of fact, in Philadelphia, they'd be about $2,000 in the hole trying to buy the Thrifty Food Plan with the maximum allotment of food stamps. So a 10% increase won't bring you up to what the food stamp program is supposed to do. So I also have to say that children who are on food stamps, there's a significant health effect. The more food stamps that a family receives, the better the developmental outcomes, the greater the reduction in hospitalization rates, and the greater the reduction in poor health. So you're not just getting a return on the dollar, but you're also stimulating and boosting the minds and the bodies of the very young children that need these food stamps the most.
Thank you. Ms. Duff, did you want to add anything to that?
I second that motion.
Well,
yes, I agree.
But I think that, Ms. Chairman, I think the reason hearings like this are important, none of us around this table are going to go hungry except by choice. And our children won't go, and our grandchildren won't go hungry, except by choice. But I can walk you out of here. I could say this in a hearing room in any city in this country, and within a few blocks show you really severe hunger. And if you go into some of the rural areas, whether it's in Pennsylvania or Indiana or Iowa or Vermont, you have these real pockets of hunger. And with the hunger comes desperation, because they don't know where to go, especially in families that have never faced that before. In hard economic times, they're facing it for the first time in their lives and the difficulty of it. So thank you for holding the hearings.